The demand of commodities, fine chemicals, aroma compounds, proteins, or medicines such as antibiotics is increasing worldwide. However, conventional biotechnology production processes based on monocultures of microbial flora are reaching their limits. So how can new, more efficient production routes be created by scale-up that not only meet demand, but are also economically viable and sustainable? Roughly speaking, this is what the DFG Priority Program Interzell is about. We will be exploring this topic piece by piece with our podcast, Lab Whispers of Bioengineering. Reducing CO2 emissions is one of the most urgent challenges in mitigating the effects of climate change. Microbial utilization of syngas could offer an environmentally friendly solution for the production without the use of fossil fuels. Synthetic mixed cultures of Clostridium bacteria have been found to be able to produce valuable products such as medium chain alcohols from CO2. This is where the SynCoClose project comes into play. This is one of a total of 10 projects funded by the German Research Foundation, DFG, as part of the Interzell program. Today, we are discussing this with Professor Dr. Dirk Voister-Botz and Professor Dr. Wolfgang Liebel, both from TU Munich. Would you like to briefly introduce yourselves?
My name is Dirk Voister-Botz. I'm chemical engineer by training, and now I'm a full professor for biochemical engineering at the Technical University of Munich. Scientifically, we are dealing with all aspects of the technical use of biochemical reactions. Our focus with a team of around 25 scientists is on bioreactors and biocatalysis, as well as on fermentation science and bioprocess integration.
Yes, my name is Wolfgang Liebel, and I head the chair of microbiology at TU Munich. Together with my co-worker, Armin Ehrenreich, we have a strong interest in various topics in the field of applied microbiology. A lot of our work actually is targeted towards processes that use renewable resources as feedstock and apply either enzymes and cells to transform substrates into biotechnologically interesting products.
Great. And tell me, what are you striving for with this project?
We try to convert syngas, this is a combination of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and hydrogen, into valuable products with the help of microorganisms. And our idea is to produce medium chain alcohols like butanol or hexanol with microorganisms. And as not a single microorganism can do this very well, we combine two different type of microorganisms to do this.
In our project SynCoClose, we bring together specific metabolic properties of two different Clostridia, which have different physiological properties. One of them is able to utilize carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide, and this is the Clostridium carboxydiborans. And on the other hand, we have a so-called secondary fermenter, Clostridium cloeveri, which is well known for its ability to produce medium chain fatty acids. And in combination, that's what was just explained already, we hope that we can combine these evolutionary developed capabilities of these bacteria in a process that, so to say, gets the best out of both organisms. And in the end, we want to produce valuable compounds out of this combined metabolism.
And what has been the pinnacle so far?
One highlight was that it really works. We have been in the first funding period, have shown that those two different Clostridia, different microorganisms, can work together in one bioreactor. And then the highlight, one of the highlights was then that Wolfgang's group has developed a special probe with which we can now see which of the microorganisms is growing, to what extent, under which conditions in the bioreactor. This is called in fluorescence in situ hybridization technology, FISH, and we coupled this to another instrument, the flow cytometry, so we can see how each of the two different microorganisms can develop inside the bioreactor. We were able to find out what are good conditions for both. And this was really a highlight to see, to differentiate between these two different strains in one bioreactor.
From the viewpoint of the genetics, and we are also aiming to modify one of the strains we use in the co-culture, Clostridium cloyberi. We've also been able to establish some essential tools we need for that. And that was practically nothing was available at the beginning of the project. And so I think also it's a very nice result so far that we now have the essential tools available for modifying also the genome and with that also the metabolism of Clostridium cloyberi.
And how did you come up with the idea of using waste gas, CO2, to produce environmentally friendly long-chain alcohols?
So in my lab, this was many years ago, a chemical company approached me and asked, are there possibilities to make use of carbon dioxide, which is produced in high amounts in our company, and to make products out of this carbon dioxide with microorganisms. And this was the start when we looked for the so-called acetogens. These are microorganisms who can convert carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, and hydrogen into acetate and other chemicals. And this was the starting point. And meanwhile, there are a lot of different processes, industrial processes, but also waste, organic waste materials can be converted to syngas, this combination of these different gas components. And these gases will be available, and we are looking for ways to make chemicals out of these gases.
So high CO particle pressures have proven to be critical, as even small amounts of CO inhibit the growth of bacteria like Clostridium cloyberi. How did you address this issue?
Yes, this was an outcome of the first funding period. And as carbon monoxide plays a major role in syngas, this is not good if the second chain elongating bacterium cannot grow anymore at elevated CO particle pressures in the syngas. So we came up with the idea to enable growth of Clostridium cloyberi, the second organism, with increasing CO concentrations. And there are two different main approaches to tackle this problem. The one we are following is just to use a method which is established in many labs. It's called the adaptive laboratory evolution. So we cultivate Clostridium cloyberi in a bioreactor, performing batch process after batch process with increasing carbon monoxide concentrations in the gas phase. And Clostridium cloyberi is not able to consume carbon monoxide. So we then expect that with increasing CO concentrations, and we see growth at these increasing CO concentrations, that at the end we will get Clostridium cloyberi mutant, which is able to grow even at high carbon monoxide partial pressures. And the other approach is by Wolfgang Liebel.
Yes. In addition to this adaptive laboratory evolution-based approach, which is in principle a random approach, we in parallel also try to rationally engineer Clostridium cloyberi strains to produce a certain enzyme, a combined aldehyde alcohol dehydrogenase. This enzyme should help to get rid of excess electrons in its metabolism, and in that way help to maintain the redox balance within the cells of Clostridium cloyberi when the iron-iron hydrogenases can no longer fulfill this function due to carbon monoxide present. So that's, in total, it's a two-pronged approach, the adaptive laboratory evolution on one side and the engineering approach on the other side.
And tell me what you're working towards. What milestones are you working towards? And do you see this research being transferable to a commercial scale?
we have already shown that the co-culture of these two different anaerobic microorganisms can be used in a continuous process. And continuous processing is very important for industrial application because the products which are produced are not very valuable, and you need to have high space-time yields, high volumetric productivity. And I suppose if we are able to do the whole continuous process at higher CO partial pressures and in industrial scale bioreactors with high liquid heights, let's say about 30 meters, which is done nowadays with syngas fermentation, then of course you will have high CO partial pressures inside the bioreactor. And therefore, it's very important to have this co-culture perfectly running at high CO partial pressures, especially in the upper part of the bioreactor.
Microorganisms such as Clostridium species can convert synthesis gas into ethanol and acetate to produce medium chain organic products from ethanol and acetate. Other bacterial species of Clostridia can then be used. These exciting results were made possible by co-culturing microorganisms. The optimization of co-cultures for use in bioreactors is therefore a major step towards environmentally friendly production. Professor Voister-Botz and Professor Liebel, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your excellent insights.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you.